This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Also, this morning, we are going to be talking about looking at foreign direct investment, because that's also, a good thing for any country's economy. But a recent study by the International Monetary Fund reveals that nearly 40% of global FDI comprises a phantom FDI, which is designed to minimize tax liabilities rather than actually financing any kind of productive activity.
Yeah, that's very ominous. And the findings of study come back broader conversations on reform of international tax regulation. And this is currently led by the OECD, which is the Organization of Economic Development.
Yeah, we have had some talk about, let's say, the digital tax that mm-hmm. France is trying to impose, right? The 3% tax on companies that I think derive a revenue more than 20 million euros in France. So yeah, there's this question of, you know, are companies actually trying to, well, I would say, carefully tax plan their way out of paying too much taxes, right?
But of course they will.
I was just going to say our company is cooking the books, but then I think that was a little bit more diplomatic. Insight into this morning, we turn to Alex Cobham, head of the Tax Justice Network, which is an international advocacy network dedicated to tax reform, for some thoughts on the study. Thank you for joining us, Alex. Now, the idea is that countries offer low tax rates in order to attract FDI. Why and how then does this mechanism backfire?
So when we're talking about countries that are looking to attract FDI, what they're after is the real investment, the real stuff that generates, if it works, generates employment, generates taxable profits and therefore revenue for the government and so on. All the good stuff. But when you have the FDI coming through this type of conduit jurisdiction, it's set up in such a way that almost certainly you make sure there are no profits to tax in the country where the investment's actually taking place. They're all taken into this low or zero tax corporate tax haven jurisdiction instead. So what you have left in the countries that have been competing, sometimes by offering low tax rates themselves, they get little or no profit anyway. And their competition basically ensures that any benefits from the FDI go to multinational companies rather than to the countries themselves. And that's the reason why, if you look at the economics literature on the benefits of FDI, overwhelmingly people can't find demonstrable benefits for the country from FDI in terms of human development impact, because that competition leads to the multinationals being able to take all the benefits themselves.
Meanwhile, the OECD is currently working on reforming the international taxation system. So what sort of reforms are you hoping to see?
So in the most comprehensive version, you'd say, imagine that a multinational has 10% of its employment, its global employment, and 10% of its sales taking place in Malaysia. Well, then Malaysia should really have 10% of the global profits as its tax base. And it may be the case at the minute that due to all of this phantom FDI and profit shifting, Malaysia only has perhaps 1 or 2% of the global profits instead. So potentially, when we look at the data, we see that this could have a really dramatic impact, especially for lower-income countries, in terms of increasing the taxable profit and therefore the tax revenues that they have available to spend on their own development strategies. I don't think the OECD will now deliver anything like that comprehensive reform. But the fact that they're looking at aligning profit with real economic activity provides the opportunity for an individual country, an individual government like that in Malaysia, to say, what would we do? We could act unilaterally, and we could simply say, you know, we'll continue with the OECD rules such as they are, but we'll create an alternative minimum corporate tax. So if your profit shifting is so extreme that you end up with a much smaller share of profit here than your share of employment, let's say, then we'll simply draw a line and say, actually, that's the minimum profit that you need to declare here. So I think although the OECD process now isn't going to deliver the big reform that we need, I think it's opened the door finally to the way that countries can start to shut down this really abusive tax behavior by multinational companies.
Thank you so much, Alex. And that was Alex Cobham, head of the Tax Justice Network. Now, I understand another problem generally when we're talking about companies and how they're taxed is transfer pricing, or I think the new term is BEPS.
Yeah, which stands for our guest also talked about this base erosion and profit shifting. Mm-hmm. This is nothing more than running away from taxes, just to lower your profits in one high tax jurisdiction and shifting that to another country which has a low taxation regime. And that's being done all over the world by the most, the top companies in the world, Apple, Google, what have you, IKEA does it, right? IKEA makes so much revenue and they pay very little taxes. And what's happening there, right? The problem with BEPS is that it starves the local countries, especially if they're developing, from developmental funds. And that's something that the world is trying to solve, and not to mention it also encourages corrupt practices.
Well, it's part of this whole enterprise of tax planning, right? It's not necessarily illegal. It's just that whether things should be done more fairly, I think, is the question. And when you look at some of the statistics, it is glaring. For example, one of the largest recipients of FDI is this tiny, tiny country, Luxembourg, which is probably the size of like Selangor or even smaller. Mm-hmm. So why would this small country suddenly have so much investment? And that's really down to their low tax rate. But in Asia, we are also guilty of this because we are generally a low tax jurisdiction and we take advantage of it to grow businesses. I mean, even if we look at Iskander, the tax rate there is 15%. If we didn't offer it, perhaps you won't have that level of investment. Mm-hmm. So I guess you need to balance between what is a fair tax rate versus FDI.
Yeah, but a lot of this FDI is also phantom because when they bring money into a country, the question is whether the money comes in because they use that money to buy goods from somewhere else anyway, right? Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of these FDIs work.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.